Throughout his years at Harvard, Robert kept up a frequent correspondence with his ethical culture school teacher and New Mexico guide, Herbert Smith. In the winter of 1923, he tried to convey with elaborate irony what his life was like at Harvard. "Generously, you ask what I do?" Oppenheimer wrote Smith. "Aside from the activities exposed in last week's disgusting note, I labor and write innumerable theses, notes, poems, stories, and junk. I go to math library and read, and to the philosophy lib and divide my time between Mynheer Bertrand Russell and the contemplation of a most beautiful and lovely lady who was writing a thesis on Spinoza. Charmingly ironic at that, don't you think? I make stenches in three different labs, listen to Professor Lewis Allard gossip about Racine, serve tea and talk learnedly to a few lost souls, go off for the weekend to distill low-grade energy into laughter and exhaustion, read Greek, commit faux pas, search my desk for letters, and wish I were dead. Voila." Dark wit aside, Robert still suffered periodic bouts of depression. Some of these episodes were brought on by his family's visits to Cambridge. Ferguson remembers going out to dinner with Robert and some of his relatives, not his parents, and watching as his friend turned visibly green from the strain of being polite. Afterwards, Robert would drag Ferguson with him as he pounded the pavement for miles, talking all the while in his quiet, even voice about some physics problem. Walking was his only therapy. Fred Bernheim recalled hiking one winter night until 3 a.m. On one of these cold winter walks, someone dared the boys to jump in the river. Robert and at least one of his friends stripped and plunged into the icy water. In retrospect, all of his friends noted that he seemed to be wrestling in these years with inner demons. "My feelings about myself," Oppenheimer later said of this period in his life, "was always one of extreme discontent. I had very little sensitiveness to human beings, very little humility before the realities of this world.